This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Healthcare workers are being praised for helping patients struggling with COVID-19. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports there's a move in Congress to make sure they're compensated, too.
Democratic Representative Joe Neguse says healthcare workers should be rewarded for the heroic work they've been doing. He's introduced a bill to require frontline healthcare workers get a 25% hazard pay bump.
There has been, public support across party lines over the course of the last several weeks, including from the administration. So I'm hopeful that we can get it done.
Neguse is hopeful some version of hazard pay will be included in the next coronavirus aid package, but the list for that is getting long. Congress also wants more money for small business loans, hospitals, and municipalities. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Local authorities say there have been at least 3 false reports of police impersonators making traffic stops to enforce Colorado's stay-at-home order. A woman in Aurora admitted to lying about being stopped. The Denver Post reports Weld County officials say at least 2 reports could be false, while 3 appear to be credible. Law enforcement agencies say they are not stopping drivers to check on violations of the governor's order. And Vice President Mike Pence will deliver the commencement address at the Air Force Academy next week via video stream. Seniors are graduating 6 weeks early due to COVID-19. Family and friends will be able to watch a live stream of the ceremonies. It is 71 degrees, mostly sunny skies for Pueblo, 67 and mostly cloudy for Metro Denver. This is CPR News.